Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. College students who participate in walkouts could be suspended or expelled under a new measure passed by the Tennessee General Assembly. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports the Charlie Kirk Act, named for the late conservative activist, addresses free speech on college campuses.
The Charlie Kirk Act has several parts. It would require colleges and universities to sign the University of Chicago's policy on freedom of speech and prohibit the administration from uninviting a speaker based on their opposition to abortion or LGBTQ rights.
We want to be the gold standard for having public colleges and universities that are known to be neutral when it comes to divisive political and social issues.
That's the bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Gino Bolso. His bill would also bring disciplinary action against students and faculty members that impede a speaker by protesting or staging a walkout. And student organizations could legally deny membership or leadership positions to other students if they disagree with their lifestyle. Bolso says the bill is nonpartisan despite its namesake.
It's named after him not because he had a conservative viewpoint, but because he actually gave his life in the defense of freedom of expression and doing so in a civil manner.
Democratic Representative Ronnie Glynn disagrees.
As a black man, when I think about some of the things that were said, how can I say, yep, that was civil?
Glynn referenced comments Kirk made questioning the qualifications of black pilots and disparaging black women in office. The sponsors say speakers promoting racism would not be protected. Democratic Senator Ramesh Akberry still voted no over concerns it could have a chilling effect.
These students deserve the right to learn, grow, and be in a safe environment. And I think that this legislature is so off base from that and overly restrictive.
The bill now heads to Governor Bill Lee's desk for his signature. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
You'll find more news at WPLN.org.